Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. In this video, I want to talk to you about hedge funds. Now, as you're no doubt aware, 2022 was one of the worst years in terms of the financial markets. We saw the S&P 500 fall by 19.4% and NASDAQ actually fell by 33%. So this was a disastrous year if you were an investor generally. But hedge funds were established to be able to beat the markets. These guys could do trades in a different way, look at life in a completely different manner, and therefore make money when other people were losing money. So in today's episode, I want to talk about what the performance was for hedge funds in 2022, and I'll give you the heads up on it. It was the worst year since 2008, since the global financial crisis. But we'll have a look at exactly how bad it was for those guys. We'll look at what's been going on with the hedge fund market over the last 20 years. Look at the different strategies that have started to appear and which funds have actually been raising the most capital. We'll then have a look at which hedge funds have actually performed the worst. So which asset classes within the hedge fund market have done worse than others. And then we'll talk about five strategies that hedge fund managers have put forward for 2023 based on what they think is going to be happening in the global financial markets. They've put forward the strategies that they think will be the most lucrative. Now, as always, I'm not giving any financial advice here, guys. I'm just passing on the details of what these guys think will be winners in 2023. And then finally today, I'll wrap up with my summary. So what I think is likely to happen for hedge funds and the global markets over the course of 2023. So before we get started on all of that, if I could ask you for a thumbs up at some point during this video, if you're enjoying the content, please subscribe if you haven't done so already. Don't forget, I always include chapters, so if you don't have time to watch everything, you can pick and choose what you'd like to see. And if you'd like to support the channel, please have a look below where you'll find links to YouTube Super Thanks and membership, as well as Buy Me a Coffee, Patreon, and Amazon shopping links. And as always, I'd like to say thank you so much to everybody that does support the channel. Genuinely appreciate that. So what actually is a hedge fund? Well, in order to get a better understanding as to what these things are and why they're important, let's hear from our friends over at Investopedia.
Hedge funds get a lot of attention from Wall Street. Although the assets that are under management in hedge funds are only a small percentage of the global asset management pool, these funds use leverage to magnify their results, so they have a significant impact in equity and derivative markets. A hedge fund is a private investment fund that markets itself almost exclusively to wealthy investors. Because the middle and lower classes are generally not allowed to invest in hedge funds due to financial limits, the SEC has historically allowed these funds to operate with much less regulatory oversight. Hedge funds used to be managed and marketed with an idea that they would hedge an investor's risk. Investors were protected from downturns in the market while seeing above average returns in better times. That definition no longer applies, and hedge funds are now better understood as aggressive risk-seeking investment funds that typically use leverage to magnify returns. With the promise of higher returns, hedge funds charge their investors higher fees that cover the operational costs of the fund. However, in addition to operational costs, fund managers are also entitled to performance fees. If the fund outperforms, the fund manager can claim a percentage of the profits as a fee. Hedge funds can employ various strategies and target many markets. Global, macro, and directional hedge funds typically get the most attention, as they will often make large bets on individual securities or sectors. Event-driven hedge funds concern situations in which the investment opportunity is associated with an event, such as a bankruptcy. Relative value funds typically profit from discrepancies between securities. Like mutual funds, hedge funds offer a flavor to match every investor's taste.
So a hedge fund is an actively managed pool of cash whereby the guys who are in control can basically do whatever they like with that cash. So they can invest it in shares or debt or Forex or anything they want, and they can also sell. So they don't have to be just buying and investing in the way that you would with a traditional fund, whereby you hand your money over and then they invest into equities or bonds and hold those equities or bonds for a long period of time. A hedge fund can actually short the market. So if that hedge fund manager thinks that the markets are going to fall, they can short all of the stocks and potentially make some profit. And the reason that hedge funds are really important today is because there are lots of them and they have got a huge amount of assets under management. It's estimated that there are now more than 15,000 hedge funds globally, managing assets of more than $4.5 trillion. And this chart, which has been compiled by visualcapitalist.com, shows the top 20 hedge funds in the world. And you can see that the largest is Bridgewater, with over $126 billion under management. Number two is the Man Group at $73 billion. Renaissance comes in at number three with over $57 billion under management. Millennium's at number four with $55 billion. And Citadel's at number five with $53 billion. Now, the reason that the assets under management are so important is that all of these hedge fund managers are paid fees. And all of these guys take a percentage of the assets under management as their management fee. Now, the actual fees paid will vary by fund manager, but broadly speaking, most of them take 2% each year. So if we apply that to the $126 billion that Bridgewater have under management, that will mean that they are taking $2.5 billion in management fees every single year. And that is irrespective of how those funds perform. And a 2% management fee against the $4.5 trillion that are currently under management means that the hedge fund industry is taking around $90 billion of management fees every single year. But in addition to the management fees, these guys are also paid a performance fee. So if they do well, they will also take a percentage of the profit. Now that will vary, but it can be as much as 25%. So in a year that funds do well, these guys are paid an enormous amount of money. And that's why these guys are all driving Lamborghinis and Ferraris and we're not. But unfortunately, 2022 wasn't a good year for the hedge fund market, so not many of them would have been paid any performance fees. So heads up, if you're a Ferrari or a Lamborghini dealer, it might be a bad year in 2023 for you guys. Now, due to the fact that being a hedge fund manager is so lucrative, it's very popular in the financial community. And the number of hedge funds has been growing enormously over the course of the last 20 years. This chart shows the number of new hedge funds that have been established each year dating back to 2012. And this really shows the enormous growth in the number of funds and also the different types of funds that have been established. So the ones that we've got here are equity strategies, which are basically investing into the equity markets, event-driven strategies, whereby the fund manager is looking to try to capitalize on some form of event, whether it be something in the markets that will benefit certain companies. So therefore, they will try to invest into companies that they believe will benefit from current trends, or it could be a future acquisition or disposal or something of that nature, something that is a one-off event. Relative value fund managers are looking for situations whereby they believe that a certain stock or bond is undervalued and therefore presents potential upside. Macro strategies are basically fund managers who are looking at everything globally, so they really can do whatever they like. And the same applies to multi-strategy managers. Credit strategies are focused predominantly on debt products. And fund of hedge funds, as you would imagine, are investing into other hedge funds. So they're not actually doing any active management. All they're doing are deciding which hedge funds they think are good and then handing your money directly over to those guys to go and do all the real work. And the final category of other includes niche strategies such as cryptocurrency investing. And interestingly, you can see that in 2020 and 2021, the other category was by far the largest out of all of the different hedge funds that were set up. And this was as a result of the boom in the crypto markets in those 2 years. However, 2022 has not been a good year for crypto, and we'll see the performance of those funds later. So what this chart shows is that there's been significant growth in all of the categories over the last 10 years. However, 2022 has represented a very poor year in terms of the number of new hedge funds created. And for every category apart from other, this is the single worst year. This chart shows the annual returns for the hedge fund market dating back to 2000. And what this shows is that over the past 22 years, hedge funds have made a profit in 18 years. The only years that they've made a loss were 2008, which was the global financial crisis when everything went into meltdown. And in that year, hedge funds lost around 13% of all of their value. 2011, when we saw a dip in the markets. 2018, when there was another dip. And performance in 2022 has been the worst for the last 14 years. Only the global financial crisis represented a period when hedge funds lost more money. And this chart shows the year-end performance split out by category. So you can see that overall hedge funds lost 4.25%. which in relative terms is obviously a reasonable performance because, as we discussed at the start of the video, the S&P 500 lost 19% and NASDAQ was down by more than 33% in 2022. However, as with any market, you need to dig down into the detail and see which funds performed better and which funds performed worse. So let's talk about the elephant in the room with regards to this graph. The biggest single chart here by a country mile is crypto, which was down by more than 55% in the year. And as we saw earlier, over the last few years, the crypto hedge funds has been where a lot of money has been raised. This was seen as the next big thing. Crypto was going to be a revolution. It was going to change the world. And a lot of fund managers raised huge amounts of money to invest heavily into crypto businesses. And that's what's been happening over the course of the last few years. And unfortunately, in 2022, we saw the crypto market go into absolute meltdown. November 21 was the high point for the market when Bitcoin rose above $65,000 per coin. However, since that time, we've seen a fall of around 75% in cryptocurrency values. And we saw a number of key events in 2022 that drove the market down, starting with the failure of the crypto venture business, Three Arrows Capital, which then triggered the failure of businesses such as Voyager. However, the biggest single event that we saw in 2022 was the collapse of FTX, the business that had been put together by Sam Bankman-Fried that was valued at the start of the year at $32 billion. However, it filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in November, and that is still having a huge impact on the market. We're still seeing other businesses now coming out and saying that they've got liquidity crises, they're freezing all withdrawals, and we don't know where the bottom of the market is. So the crypto hedge fund managers were unable to avoid that meltdown, and they were the single worst performing asset class in this market. The next worst performers were the hedge funds focused on the equity markets. Now, in relative terms, a fall of 10% compared with 19 and 33% for the S&P and the NASDAQ looks okay. However, when you give your money to a hedge fund manager, you expect that manager to manage it and make money whatever's happening with the market. So as I mentioned at the start of the video, hedge fund managers are able to short markets. So if they think that there's going to be a significant fall in a stock such as Tesla, they can short that stock and make profit when the price comes down. So you would have expected the hedge fund managers to still make profit whether the market's going up or whether the market's going down. And the markets came down over a long period of time. So this didn't happen as a result of a one-off global shock that happened on a single day. This was really driven by what was happening in Ukraine. Russia's invasion drove up the price of commodities and then caused prices to rise all across the world. And as a result of that, we've seen lots of corporates suffering and revaluations of their stocks. So hedge fund managers had time to actually take account of what was happening, but unfortunately they weren't able to make any profit, and overall they delivered a loss of more than 10%. And the next worst performing category of fund managers were event-driven managers. Now, as we discussed earlier, event-driven hedge fund managers look to make money out of a single event. And there were lots of single events that happened during 2022. However, unfortunately, the fund managers weren't able to make any of that profit, and they incurred a loss of more than 5%. The relative value fund managers actually did better relatively compared to everybody else, but they still failed to make a profit and came in with just under 1% loss. However, there was one class of fund manager that actually did deliver a profit. The macro hedge funds, which can do whatever they like. So they can pivot and turn and decide that they want to change their strategy throughout the year. They delivered a profit of 9.3% in the year. So these are the funds that everybody wants to get involved with because they've shown that even in a disastrous year like 2022, they can still deliver market-beating returns. And a 9% return is obviously very attractive. And this chart shows the movement in assets under management between the end of 2021 and the end of Q3 2022, which is the last period that we have statistics for. So if we start off with the big bar chart at the bottom, which is the industry total, you can see that the total assets under management at the end of 21 were $4.3 trillion. However, by Q3 2022, that figure had fallen to $4.1 trillion. So that's a reduction of $200 billion. And it's likely that by Q4, we will have seen a further reduction in those figures. And if we look at the detail on that, we can see that CTAs, which are hedge funds that focus on commodities, have actually seen an increase of around 23% in the assets under management. And that reflects the fact that commodities have had a very good year. The price of commodities such as oil, gas, copper, wheat, all of the things that were affected by Russia's invasion of Ukraine, rose dramatically in the first half of 2022. Those prices have come down subsequently, but the hedge fund managers have been able to make profit in those deals, and that's attracted in more investment. Funds under management for credit strategy hedge funds, which are focused on debt products, have fallen by around 9%. And that reflects the fact that everybody's now more concerned about what's happening in the global economy. The rating of debt is being downgraded in a lot of countries, and there are concerns that some companies have far too much debt, and we may see an increase in defaults during 2023. That's probably very likely, to be honest. The funds under management for equity strategies, so investing into the equity markets, have fallen by almost 18%. And this reflects the fact that the equity markets have done very badly in 2022. The assets under management for event-driven hedge funds have fallen by 16%, and this reflects the poor performance of those funds this year. And macro strategy hedge funds have actually seen an increase of 4.5%, which again reflects the fact that they've actually performed really well in 2022. And I would expect by the end of Q4 2022 that figure will have risen further. Multi-strategy fund managers have seen a loss of around 5%. Investments in niche strategies have gone up by almost 14% as people are looking to invest into specific types of fund management. And relative value strategy fund managers have seen a reduction of around 7.5% in their assets. So the overall summary of the position here is that hedge funds are not immune to what's going on in the wider markets and have seen a reduction in the assets under management during the course of 2022. So I get asked the question a lot as to what should I be investing into? What should I do with my capital at times like this? And it is a really difficult question to answer because when the markets are tanking, when you're going into a recession, it's really difficult to decide where to put your cash because the last thing that you want to do is see it falling in value by 5, 10, 15%. Or 33% as we saw on the NASDAQ in 2022. Now, as I said at the start of the video, this is not investment advice. I am not telling you what to do with your money. What I'm going to share with you now are five strategies that the hedge fund managers have stated that they are following for 2023 based on their analysis of what is likely to happen during the course of the year. The dollar index, which measures the performance of the greenback against major peers, gained more than 15% between January and November 2022, as the Fed hiked rates aggressively. The Fed remains hawkish, but markets are testing its resolve. And Joe Little, Global Chief Strategist at HSBC Asset Management, is tipping the dollar index to drop more than 10% in 2023, based on inflation peaking and a Fed policy shift. The yen could also be a driving force after the Bank of Japan sprung a late surprise by abruptly altering the yield curve control program it has used to keep its interest rates close to zero. If I had to pick one currency against the dollar, it would be the yen, said Chris Jeffrey, head of rates and inflation strategy at Legal & General Investment Management. Investors see Chinese equities as a comeback story after a torrid few years, helped by an easing of COVID-19 restrictions, renewed focus on economic growth, and shoring up of the battered property market. With COVID deaths rising again, uncertainty remains, but the enthusiasm is undoubtedly there for a reopening that also eventually lifts Asian capital markets and deal-making. MSCI's China index gained nearly 40% from November to mid-December. BNP Paribas reckons travel, domestic consumption and tech shares can rise further and has upgraded China to overweight in its 2023 model portfolio, which includes stocks such as Tencent and Trip.com. Emerging market bulls are back after 2022 delivered some of the biggest losses on record, with the caveat that global interest rates stabilise, China relaxes COVID restrictions, and nuclear war is averted. UBS reckons EM stocks and fixed income indexes could earn between 8 to 15% in 2023 on a total returns basis. A bullish Morgan Stanley expects a near 17% on EM local currency debt. Credit Suisse particularly likes hard currency debt, and Double Line's Jeffrey Gundlach, aka the Bond King, has EM stocks as his top pick. Performance following past routes underscores the wave of optimism. MSCI's EM index soared 64% in 1999 following the Asian financial crisis and 75% in 2009. EM hard currency debt saw a whopping 30% rebound too after its 12% global financial crisis drop. After the worst ever year for bond investors, many see a turnaround. Inflation, the bond market's nemesis because it forces up rates and erodes returns, looks likely to moderate this year as recession starts to bite. Economists polled by Reuters expect headline US inflation to decelerate to 3.1% by the end of 2023. Valentine Agnew's fixed income strategist at the Amund Institute predicts the 10-year US Treasury yield will end 2023 at 3.5% from around 3.88% currently. Joost van Leeder, senior strategist at Van Lanschot Kempen, bought into Treasuries back in August on the expectation inflation will come down because economic growth comes down. He remained wary on euro bonds, with the European Central Bank now backing out of the market and hiking rates. Equity investors hope a V-shaped year for the global economy will see stocks end it comfortably higher. JP Morgan strategists predict market turmoil and economic decline to start with, but then a better second half as the Fed finally decides to pivot. Hanny Redhar, portfolio manager at Pinebridge Investments, anticipates some more downside for US stocks before a trough sometime in the first half of 2023, while Royal London Asset Management's Trevor Greatham thinks it might take longer. I wouldn't be surprised if the time to buy equities is a year away or a bit longer, he said. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, I wanted to post this video because I think hedge fund managers are revered in the world of finance. Everybody looks to them as the gurus. These guys are magic makers. They can make money even when everybody else is losing money. So I wanted to see whether or not that was true, to look at the statistics for a particularly difficult year. And what we saw was that they lost money. So overall, hedge fund managers were down by almost 5%. However, when you look at the performance within that market, there were some managers who actually did make significant profit, and a lot of them who lost their shirts, predominantly in the crypto markets and the equities markets. The overall performance was better than the indices did in 2022. However, that's what you expect. If you're paying 2% management fees and then potentially 25% performance fees, you want your fund manager to be performing significantly better than the market, because otherwise you could just put all of your money into a tracker stock and make profit without paying any of those fees. And I think what today's analysis showed is that when the markets go down, generally everybody is going to lose money. There might be the odd fund here and there that does make a profit, but overall, when the markets go down, we as investors tend to lose some of our investments. And 2023 looks like it's going to be a very challenging year for investors. And it is difficult to be able to decide what to invest into. Now, as I said earlier in the video, I'm not offering financial advice and I'm not standing behind any of the information that I've given you in this video. But I wanted to share it with you because it's always good to have the knowledge. It's always good to know what other people are thinking, because then you can make your assessment, do your own analysis, and decide whether or not you agree with those strategies, or if you entirely disagree and you decide that you want to do something entirely different. And that's really what the purpose of this channel is for, to really share with you as much information to make sure that you've got the facts and the figures and you can decide what you want to do with your life, your investments and your decisions. So hopefully you've enjoyed today's video. It's a little bit different to my normal type of posting, but I wanted to mix things up a bit, throw a bit more information your way. If you've liked what I've said, then please give me a thumbs up. And thank you so much for watching this video all the way through to the end.